Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
You're a good girl for all daddy's friends. This is a kinky exhibitionist gangbang story in which you are shown off to and used by your partner's friends. Note that throughout the piece, daddy is used as an honorific. It is not literal. Everyone in this story is a consenting adult, and it is the work of erotic fiction, not a how-to manual for life. You take one last mental snapshot of his face. It's kind. It's proud. As your tummy swirls with butterflies, it's just the reassurance you need as he pulls the blindfold over your eyes. Now you're helpless. Helpless as he scoops your naked and defenseless body off the ground and gently lies it onto the bed. Helpless as he positions himself behind you, lying your head on his lap. Helpless as he calls out to the door, "We're ready. We're ready." Two words, three syllables, and here we go. He's calling to his friends. You hear the voices of several men. You sit up and place a hand across your breasts. "Lie back down," he says. And because it's him, you do. And because he said it like that, you do. Daddy speaks to them like you're not even there. "Isn't she pretty?" he says. "Look at her." You hear murmurs of agreement, and you can somehow feel their eyes moving over your body. Your cheeks burn with a mixture of shame and pride that you never knew existed before this moment. And then he speaks to you. "I want you to be a good girl for me," he says. "You are a gift for my friends. Do you understand?" You don't trust your voice, so you simply offer a shy nod. "Good girl," he says, as he kisses your forehead from above. He rakes his fingers down your hair and then takes your hand. Then he says two words that make you hold your breath. "Who's first?" Whoever does approach first is shy. You hear the footsteps to the bed and involuntarily squeeze your thighs together. You feel a hand touch your foot with gentle caution. "Don't be shy," Daddy says. "I know you like legs. Feel them." The stranger moves his hand up your calf and up to your thigh. You hear his breathing get heavier, and he presses against your flesh. Emboldened, you feel his other hand on you, and it smoothly replicates the same journey from foot to thigh. Now, with both hands on your thighs, he pushes them apart. You hear one of the spectators say, "Fuck," at the sight of you open and ready to be used. "Go on," Daddy says. "Fuck her." Your breath finally releases and your neck blushes and you fight the urge to cry out and snap your leg shut. Instead, you squeeze Daddy's hand and hold your legs open as you hear the unzipping of a fly. You're about to be violated by a stranger's dick in front of an audience, and it makes your needy cunt throb. The stranger places a hand on your throat, and for a brief moment you consider using your safe word, until you hear Daddy's voice say, "I'm here." You nod, and at that moment, the stranger pushes his cock inside you. You moan something between pleasure and shock as this unfamiliar cock climbs high inside of you. One hand grips Daddy and the other curls into the sheets as he starts to thrust into you. You lie still, determined to be a good girl, but also too nervous to move. Fuck, the stranger growls. You're so fucking wet. What a filthy girl you are. And it's true. You can feel how wet you are as he glides into you, and you feel a warm and thrilling sense of humiliation. Even though Daddy is right there, it feels wrong to enjoy being fucked by someone else. Being treated like a toy for the stranger. Don't wait. She can take more. You gasp as you realize Daddy is inviting others to come over before the stranger has even finished. Someone else approaches. He's not shy. He immediately grabs your breasts. Where Stranger 1 was unsure, Stranger 2 is greedy and confident. Beautiful, he says, in a much deeper and more assertive voice than the first stranger. And you realize he's not talking to you. He's talking to your daddy. Put out your hand, says Stranger 2. And you do, knowing that he's going to put his dick into it. It's already completely rigid, and as your fingers wrap around it, Stranger 2 sighs in approval. What are you going to do with it? Asks Daddy. You blush and start to move your hand. You know you have to be a good hostess, so you listen for the grunts and growls of Stranger 2 as you pump his cock. Feeling braver, you open your mouth and guide his cock into your face and start to suck. It feels smooth on your lips, and you can feel the sting of his balls slapping your face as he thrusts. You wonder how Daddy enjoys the sight of his girl being fucked by one man and sucking another man's dick all at the same time. Your answer comes as you feel him stiff under your head. Stranger 1 seems to love the show and fucks you harder, losing all his shyness as he pounds at you and growls that you're a whore. You know that he's going to come any second. You can come inside her, Daddy says. And that's all Stranger 1 needs as he swears and you feel his dick shudder and shoot warm cum straight into your submissive cunt. You moan too, partly in dismay and partly because you're still servicing the dick in your mouth. Stranger 1 pulls out and moves away as his cum starts to leak out of you. You focus on sucking the cock of Stranger 2 and are completely caught off guard by the feeling of someone new climbing onto the bed and pushing your knees apart. This man doesn't ask for permission or wait for any signs. He immediately pushes his cock into you and starts biting at your nipples, hammering into you without any regard for your pleasure at all. He has heavier balls and they crash against you, and you moan in a form of protest, with your voice vibrating down the dick of Stranger 2. You know you're soaking wet, but you don't know if it's because of how turned on you are, or because Stranger 3's dick is drenched in Stranger 1's cum. Fuck, I'm close, says Stranger 2, and he starts to grab at a fistful of your hair and pushes his cock deeper down your throat. You start to gag and struggle for breath, your eyes welling with tears, and only a comforting squeeze of your hand from Daddy makes you feel safe. Your scalp hurts as Stranger 2 erupts into your face, coating your raw throat with cum. Fucking you like a sex toy means Stranger 3 comes too, and you feel yourself being pumped by both men at the same time, with Daddy's cock aching underneath you. Warm and full, you're determined to take every single drop of his guests. Good girl, Daddy says, as Stranger 2 finally pulls out of your mouth and allows you a breath, drool and cum running down your cheek. For a moment, you think it's over. And then Daddy says, okay, now the rest of you. You hear more shuffling of feet. You can tell from the breathing and the laughing that you're completely surrounded. Don't keep her waiting, Daddy says. And you hear the sound of light slapping. You immediately know what's happening. That you're surrounded by men, fucking themselves at the sight of you. Their breathing escalates to pants, almost synchronizing like a chorus to an inevitable crescendo. Daddy, you say, needing affirmation and reassurance, and finding both as his thumb pushes into your mouth. You suck it needily and smile with bashful pride when you hear the orgasmic grunt of the first man to finish, and warm ropes of cum land and cling to your stomach. Then the next man, then the next man, then the next, all hitting your body and face in waves, making you feel so degraded, so used, so wanted, and such a good girl. When they're all finished, it feels like your whole body is covered from the outside and filled on the inside. And one by one, they thank your daddy and leave the room. He waits until you're alone together before removing your blindfold. He smiles at you with pride. You blush again with red cheeks, and you look at your glistening and drenched body. He kisses you to show you you're still his girl. "Did I do well?" you ask. He takes you to the shower, where he washes your hair and body, and he kisses every part of you he can see. "Perfect," he says. "You are perfect." If you liked that, you can find more of my work at writteninkink.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.